convincing with the head there.
Honourable Member, can you start? Kunda boy, the caucus. Why? What does that have to do with? Honourable members, we are now going to deal with adoption of reports. I hope you have documents with you. The public hearing one will be the last one. We start with this 1, 2, 3, 4. The proclamations, the report and suspension of magistrates, and the withholding of the remuneration. Of Magistrate Chulu, Magistrate Miles, and Magistrate Indanas. Give him chance. Four.
Thank you very much. We had presentations on this, all the four reports came before us for several times. And therefore, because we had a presentation, they came before us in our last meeting before the last one, all these issues were before us. I want to move for the adoption of the four reports, Chair.
Namaste, Miles, Chudu, and
the proclamation. Honorable Gunda.
Before I would like to support that, did you agree that you will hold some of the nurses salary? Yes. Was there an agreement of the committee? I just want to know. Just make me clear before I...
Honorable, I think the one who did not agree on was that of Northern Cape, is it Miles? Honorable Bloom?
I don't want to make mistakes. Let's go through the reports. I'm not saying we must read the report, but let us go through the reports one by one. Otherwise, we will make serious mistakes, and you see the questions that come up now, so that we must refresh ourselves what we have discussed and not.
Can we start with the proclamations? Information from page 24.
For that one, I propose adoption for that one.
For the proclamation?
Yes.
Don't rush. Give Taylor a chance. Don't rush.
If I can ask Gunda now, what is in that proclamation? He won't be able to tell me.
No, sir, I just want to lay the timer at ease. We did discuss this proclamation against terrorism. We, in the committee, we discussed it thoroughly.
Okay.
Is to protect this government against the state.
The time of it is.
I will support Mr. Gunda, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable. The next page, the suspension from office of magistrate judo and withholding of remuneration.
Sure.
Another Madina.
The department came and made a presentation. The commission came and they made a presentation on this matter. Yeah. That's the reason why I moved that we adopted that.
Another will go.
Yes, sir. I support, yeah, because the recommendation is at the back of it, and I can confirm that was our recommendation.
The suspension from office of magistrate Mayer.
The same, because this was a presentation made by the department to us in our last meeting. Yeah. I want to move for the adoption.
There was a question of a salary that we have recommended that she must still be paid. But I see now the recommendation is saying that she must be removed. Confirm the suspension and removal from office as a magistrate.
No, the presentation was not dealing with the suspension withholding of the salary. It was dealing with a removal from office on the basis of ill health.
Thanks for the clarity, sir. Yeah.
Honorable Joseph.
Honorable Chair, the very same word you used now, the reason why the department's recommended action is unconstitutional. You can't penalize someone because of ill health. That's the penalty. If someone has said in the last meeting, if someone is not well or ill, and I know the magistrates are dealing, have been dealt with separately, but in the normal circumstances under labor law, it will be incapacity due to ill health or incapacity due to poor performance. The performance factor, the person are not doing it work. I'm just concerned that we...
Yes, the report says incapacity due to continued ill health. Remember, they said she has not reported to work for over the past 12 months, and she's still not reported to work. It is incapacity due to continued ill health. And we noted that the incident was going to be in the Northern Cape when this presentation was made, and I think we agreed that if members, particularly Honorable Ugude, because it is his constituents, could also go and try and meet with the magistrate to verify some of the information and the concerns that were raised. Honorable Duda.
Thank you, but I'm happy if you say incapacity, but incapacity is not, then what you're reckoning the incapacity as a result of ill health.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That will be corrected. And we will still expect Honorable Gunda during this recess to go and meet with the magistrate and try and look at her condition and report to the committee during the next year. But in the meantime, this report, with that correction raised by Honorable Joseph, that as a result of continued ill health, the committee adopts it. Honorable Zimande, Honorable Blue.
And I think the decision of the committee is inappropriate. That might raise expectations to the magistrate. The Honorable Kunda is definitely not capacitated to assess the condition of ill health. So I would really check, put on record that the decision of the committee is inappropriate. Thank you. Yeah.
No, we do.
Yeah. Chair, that was exactly my question. If we adopt this report, then what must Mr. Gunda? I mean, the same thing that Honorable Nzimande. Because now we are adopting this for the removal of the magistrate, but we are still sending somebody to go and talk to her. It wouldn't be correct. If we say we suspend this report for further, because in our previous meeting we have said so, that we must first ourselves investigate what is the circumstance.
Yeah. Commissioner, Honorable Lapida, Honorable Honorable Gunda.
I would like to support the movement of the last speaker because I still remember I put a question of her being seen in the shopping center. It was a concern of those people. I said, if the doctor did not write that no, this person should be confined in bed, we have no right to go and look for her in the shopping center. Then you query that. Thanks.
No, Jefferson. My worry with the way we're going with this particular matter is that that position cannot be filled. During the last time we asked the department to say no, can't be shifted, that person be shifted to somewhere else in the department? And they said it's impossible because of that specific department position. We asked the situation because if you're saying this person is ill, Now, my understanding is presently they are running out of magistrates, and for the last 12 months that court cannot operate precisely because of this specific problem. Precisely because of this specific problem. Do you want to have a person continuously aiming there? I agree, a salary is not a good thing. To take away a salary from a person is not a good thing. But also there's a responsibility of a person to make sure that the person becomes responsible and fulfills her or his contract with the employer. Are we now saying we want to drag this matter? I mean, if a person could not come and does not even, the report we got does not even submit doctor's certificates. That's what we were told in the last meeting. For how long do we want to drag this particular matter? Now, I'm just saying on that basis, in terms of this particular report, we suspended this matter exactly because we said we will be in the Northern Cape for ourselves to then just decide to whether this person is willing or not. We did not do that work. Now, for how long?
long do we want to? Because if a person is ill, but can't even submit certificates in that, what do we do? We went to an extent of also visiting that person several times. Trying to persuade the person to come to that. That's the report we got. Unfortunately, it can't happen. I'm just asking the committee, what is it that we must do further than that now? What is it that we must do further than that? If we can be clarified in as far as that situation is concerned. Because we are now, the department is now held as a ransom. Because people know they are loopholes in the law. They want to, they are using that particular process. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Joseph, Honorable Manzini.
Can I come up with a proposal on this one? Can't we set up a small committee and report back by the end of January to have the sight of this person? You see, these are people. It's not ill health. It's criminality and all that and all that. Now, with this one, it's ill health. That is what the commission have said to us, and what Dr. Matila said to us. She is not even reporting and all that. But let us get the other side of the story as well. That's my proposal. It's a simple proposal. Thank you.
Honorable Joseph, Honorable Manzin.
Thank you, John. I'm sure here we've got two types of crime. The problem of illness, well, that is well understood. You cannot check off a person if it's ill or she's ill. But the problem is, without giving supporting documents or failing to submit documents, I think that she must be taken in for disciplinary hearing. They're on the part of failing to submit any supporting documents, not on the other part of ill health. So that way, it's unauthorized absence from work, and that's where maybe we can argue that, and I support the Honorable Bruno Gartner. We have to go there and see a special day to make just an appointment to verify around the issue of supporting documents. Then from there, if still she's not submitting, then I think we can just make some recommendations for disciplinary hearing, depending on disciplinary hearing.
The purpose is we must understand where does this what is the context of the recommendation. The context of the recommendation is that an independent body, which is the Magistrate Commission, charged with that responsibility, has applied its mind and has conducted the process and is reporting it as to us for concurrent and endorsement of issues. Now, I would like also to remind Chairperson that in the past this committee has, without doing a similar process, agreed in one or two magistrates, I think, in the past. I think it was the one in
Charles Play.
So we can't be inconsistent. It was the same problem of incapacity. We didn't set up committees, task teams, and what. So we must be consistent and not set the precedents at some point. And we have to also honour the independence of our colleagues at the Magistrate Commission. Chair. Thank you. It's just an appeal, Chair, to the committee.
Thank you very much, Honourable Honourable Matisse.
Chair, with the latest information, I therefore move that to adopt with the amendment proposed by Honorable Joseph, Chair.
Agreed. Thank you very much. The report is duly adopted. the suspension of magistrate in Damascus.
I know I was very vocal on this particular matter, but today I will move for the adoption. Because last week we adopted, we agreed that with that process of, with that particular bill of making sure that the Chief Justice becomes the head of the court. And I think that is going to solve some of the problems. And therefore I move that we adopt.
Commissioner?
I support.
Hello, Blue.
Let me declare today why that the Matila was so against this thing. He appeared 19 times before this magistrate. This magistrate was lambasted.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Can we now deal with the report of the public hearings? And I will head over to Gashwin to make some explanations regarding the report. Gashwin? Yes, Honourable Member.
Can I just check? Did we receive this report previously?
Yes.
Oh. And this, the report that we got before the committee is just to follow procedure to report on matters that the committee have dealt with. It doesn't deal with it's not a committee recommendation on the traditional court form. It's really just a report on what has happened in terms of the public hearing process. The way that we structured the report was to deal with themes. We didn't take the specific person's submission. We took the themes out of the entire process and then dealt with all the submissions in relation to that theme. And then at the end of that theme, we dealt with the recommendations from the various submissions that actually dealt with that theme. So you'll see at the end of, you'll see recommendations, but those are specific recommendations that were proposed by those submissions. So basically, it also captures the department, Department of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities, and the Department of Justice and the proposals that they made. So in line with the decision that the committee had taken previously to send documents back to the province, this would also be the committee's own report regarding what the Department of Justice had proposed as well, so that the provinces would be aware of the new information that came out in those public hearings. That's the introduction on my side in terms of the report. But I need to say that this is a committee report. A committee would have to amend, adopt, propose the way forward on the report. At the end of the day, I can only draft something for the committee to consider, and at the end of the day, the committee has to adopt the report.
Honourable Members, are there any amendments or proposals that members would like to suggest to the report? Honourable Joseph, Honourable Bloom.
I think if one reads the report, it gets towards the end at point 15 and point 16, which for me is basically a summary of the report, or gives put the emphasis on what the summary report is, the call for the withdrawal of the bill. That is basically, in essence, if one hear what, and I was privileged to sit through the public hearing in Parliament, which I think this committee has decided we will call people to Parliament to further engage, make sure that the public participation is further, and out of that, exercise, Honourable Chair, it was a clear message to this committee that there are serious issues in the way the bill was proposed initiated, in the way it was initiated, and of course the content of the bill in terms of practical life up there in communities, between leadership and community. There was a clear message to us to me that that we are not ready to move forward on this book. There's still too many unanswered questions, land issues, communal issues, consequences. But I think in essence we said while we recognize the traditional systems are there and it must be honored and respected, but for us to bring it in line with our Bill of Rights and constitutional rights and women's rights and children's rights and so on, I think there are serious consequences if we should pause and move forward to this bill. And hence there was a strong motivation to withdraw, to review and whatever word people use. And the department have summarized in that form in the context of putting it, because the department is clearly have done their work in expressing the wishes in the world of the organizations who have made their point. I think then we need to consider in that context, I would say, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Bloom, Honorable Matila. Honorable Bloom, Kunle Matila.
Chairperson, firstly, let me say this is a very good report, very comprehensive report. I think that it captures everything. Now, I first want to hear that this we are adopting this report. You are proposing we adopt this report for further deliberations in the committee. I just want to find out that thing. Are we still going to discuss the bill further or what? Thank you.
Did he?
Domina de Brazil, get your time. Thanks, Gershon, for a wonderful report. Thank you. If you go through this report and you look at the public hearings, I think as a committee chair, we said we would send this holding, this document, to the provinces so that they can know what the people are saying. So all I would like to see us as a committee doing here today, let's stand on our first point where we said we will send the document to the provinces and we will wait for the provinces to send it back to us. Because if you read through this topic, through this document, 95 to 97% of the people was not happy with this bill as it is. Some of them called for the scrapping of this bill. Some of them called for amendments in this bill. Even the minister herself said that this bill needs to be re-amend and everything.
Honorable Gunda, can I stop you there? Honorable members, we had public hearings, and this is the report of the public hearings that must be tabled in the House. And other report has been submitted to provinces to consider it, and it will come back to us to the list. This one is only for the tabling in the House. Yes.
Okay, I've seen some instruction about it. It is additional information that does summarize what happened. We could also send it back to provinces as part of the information pack, but it's up to the committee to instruct us on what to do with that.
Honorable Matila, Honorable Mzimande.
Sure. We have already taken a decision that the bill has been referred back to provinces in the last meeting. My understanding of this particular report, this was just on the public hearing. It's not about the bill itself, you see, as to what happened. Now, if we adopt this report, so that we can also take this committee report on the public hearing back to the provinces too.
Okay.
And I think that is the purpose. And therefore, I want to, because it's a very good document, it's very clear, I want to move for the adoption of this report so that it can be taken to, so it becomes an official document. It becomes an official document of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Zimande.
No, sir, I think I'm agreeing with what Honourable Mandela is saying, particularly because besides the conclusions and the major recommendations in the bill on amendments, whether it's trapping or what was. The indications from the people who participated is that consultations were not proper. So it's very important for the provinces to read that. And also on some of the things, Chair, that we understand that provinces are commissions as well that are dealing with land disputes that are in province. So it's quite important that they cite to the committee chair. Bloom always likes that the opposition support, so I'm not on a second material. I'm giving it to them to second.
You want me to second?
Before that, Chair.
Chair,
time frames. I hear and as I have said, it's a good report. I just wanted to know the process further. I'm very much happy that you have said that this is not the end. It will go to the provinces and what. But according to you, what time frame? We send it to the provinces. In your mind, do you have any date or month we are going to conclude with this bill?
No. I don't have.
In other words, maybe next year, the whole year, we can still sit with this.
I don't want to commit myself.
No. I understand. I understand. That's why I'm giving you 12 months.
Okay.
I'm not saying 3 months, but 12 months. No, thank you very much. No, I will support that we adopt the report.
Thank
I will support it. Yeah.
Honorable members, during tabling, are we going to make a statement to a member fund to debate?
Let me put it on record. I think a statement. When it comes to the debate on the bill, the bull wants to be there.
Okay.
The bull.
Who's the bull?
Me.
Okay, now thank you very much, honorable members. This then brings us to the end of.
Chair, we were made to believe that we have scheduled in terms of the program that this committee will have made a decision today on the Black Administration Act. So can we know what happened to that item on this agenda? I'm very, very sorry that this decision is made.
You were too early for the meeting and then we had to pass that thing before he came here.
Sorry,
it's already gone.
But I'm back to you, Honorable Mende. Honorable members, this was the last meeting of the committee for the year. And let me take the opportunity to thank you very much. We worked very well with you, and you were very much supportive. And I wish you to have a nice rest with your families until we meet the following year. Thank you very much.
I must also say thank you very much to you, Chairperson, for your cooperation and not shooting us down when we want to say something. Now, Louis is putting in something here about Mangaung. I don't know. I'm from the Free State, and I don't know what he is talking about. Thank you very much.
We're talking about 7:10. We'll tell you after Mangaung.
Thank you, sir. Now, just to thank the committee for enduring and in fact honoring themselves to this committee. And lastly, is to say, let us keep ourselves in safe, let us look after ourselves until we meet again. Thank you.
trying to break myself. It's only me now. Please, I want my... I would.